AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night of European action. Rangers are already underway in Hungary. It is goalless between Ferencváros and Danny Rühl's side. There's a first ever European game in charge for Celtic for Wilfried Nancy when Roma come to town and Aberdeen welcomes Strasbourg to Pittodrie in the Conference League. I'm Gordon Duncan and joining me tonight you have Motherwell defender Stephen O'Donnell and Motherwell's biggest pest, Gordon Dier.
Yes, welcome to tonight's show. I'm looking forward to it, Gordon. Obviously, three clubs in Europe, Rangers off and running, what, 17 minutes, 18 minutes on the clock, doing okay. Gave up a great chance early on, should have really been punished, but have settled into the game very well, changed to that back three, the formation that was so successful against Hibs, and then we look forward to Celtic and Roma tonight, and obviously Aberdeen in action as well, and a big weekend ahead with a cup final.
Easy task for you, Stephen O'Donnell, part-time analyst of the Rangers and Celtic games, part-time, tell us just how good Motherwell have been this season. Do you fancy that balance, that work for you?
I think that's a really good balance, considering previously when I've been on the show, it's meant to be Scotland, 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 and all I've heard Celtic Rangers, Celtic Rangers. So, no, excited to obviously talk about two live games, and I didn't realise I'd get to watch it. So, a bit easier. Don't often get to watch early kickoffs with the kids causing chaos. So, great excuse.
Just him causing chaos.
Highlight of my night, right? He brings me in because
I noticed that, because right? I noticed your car wasn't in the car park.
Yes,
you've got to do what you've got to do to get on the show.
Chap the door, welcomes me in. And makes me a beautiful coffee for the way in the travel.
Yeah, he's good like that. He's hospitable. He's a good person. I'll ridicule him between now and 8 o'clock, but if we just get that out the road.
There was no Empire Biscuits or anything made though. If I'd a bit more notice, I'd have got that done.
You give that stuff up when you've got how many kids have you got chasing them around. Anyway, 0141-951-1025. It's Christmas Jumper Day as well, in case you're alarmed at the sudden burst of colour if you're watching in the live stream. You got a wee Homer Simpson number on, Gordon Dale. Right.
Yeah. We've
got the Grinch in the middle from Stephen O'Donnell.
What does that say at the bottom?
Whatever.
Is that a mark?
That's the snow prints. That's the footprints.
Oh, is it?
Mr. Plough, apparently.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like to plough there, but I thought that was coffee stains.
No, that's meant to be on the jumper. That's his footprints in the snow.
Oh, right, okay.
Anyway, Christmas jumper. And they've even decorated the studio. I feel like we've gone really early on this. Looking very festive.
Nice, eh?
Yeah, but that's fine.
That's a bit too much for me, I'm not going to lie.
You can take the antlers off now, I think, if you don't mind. 0141-951-1025. Get in touch, let us know what you're thinking. We should be getting used to these Thursday night formats where we've got one game on, so we basically ask you to come and give us your thoughts as it's going on. If you can't quite pull yourself away from the live action, it is an absolute must that you give us a call at halftime and then full time. So Rangers fans, what are you making of this so far? And give us your halftime and full-time analysis. We spoke about this last night. There's clearly not loads on the line if you're at most of the Rangers fans who believe that you won't get 3 wins out of 3 and think that Europe is probably over. But there was still plenty of calls last night saying that it's still useful, it's still beneficial. Try and get some good performances, try and get wins, try and get some confidence in about the players, try and discover new things under Danny Rühl. So that there's never such a thing as a lost cause. So give us all your opinions there. 20 minutes in, goal is fairly even, as Gordon Dale says. The biggest chance has probably gone to Ferencváros, but Rangers not doing too badly. And lined up a bit differently tonight as well, a sort of back three for Danny Rühl. So tell us what you're making of it. And like I say, if you can't quite bring yourself to do so now, you must at half time. 0141-951-1025. More of a traditional build up for you Celtic fans though. I assume you're either on your way, about to get on your way, or getting your feet up on the couch for the evening to watch it. What are all your pre-match thoughts then? Wilfried Nancy's first European game in charge. You don't need me to tell you, it comes on the back of a defeat against Hearts, which has dominated the phone lines in the last couple of days. the words tactics board have never been used so often on this show. But now it's straight back to business. What will the tactics be tonight against Roma? What do you think the game plan looks like? Do you think he changes anything from the weekend? Is it going to be a case of doubling down and trying to fine tune that stuff? And of course, there's a cup final on Sunday. European games are massive. Roma's massive. You've still got a chance of progressing, but perhaps an even bigger one round the corner on Sunday. So again, all your thoughts there, please. Stephen Robinson actually spoke today. He did his pre-match stuff, talking about the players having no fear and believing in what they're doing at St Mirren, believing they can cause that upset and win the game at the weekend. So St Mirren fans, you could get your early thoughts into us, please, ahead of the cup final. And anything else you think we've missed, put us in our place. You want to quiz Stephen O'Donnell about how he's suddenly become a ball-playing centre-back or whatever he is, and he's you free of injury now? You were out for a...
Free of injury. I'm now rolling inside occasionally to help out, depending on our build-up. It's all very technical.
Absolutely. He's got the jargon down as well. He never used to speak like that till Jens Bertel Askew arrived. But if you do want an inside track on, even my bias aside, clearly what is one of the more interesting stories developing in Scottish football this season, I'm sure he would give you it. And Aberdeen playing later as well. 01419511025. We are one quarter of the way through. Ferencváros Rangers, give us your analysis so far.
No, look, I think it's certainly been a solid performance away from home. They've not really tried to dominate too much Rangers, but again, when you're looking to, you spoke about maybe trying to get some confidence, the manager's able to kind of see how his players suit different systems, and against sides that are going to try and win, it becomes a different sort of game for you as a player and as a manager. And they've set up well. I think when you look to get points, I think what's really important for Scotland is the coefficient. I think it's been a poor run in Europe for both Celtic and Rangers and the teams that went out earlier. And it's important that we try and get as many points on the board for our coefficient, because we need to try and keep that as high as possible. And that's why whenever it comes to European games, I'm the biggest fan for any Scottish side. It's so important that we do well. Far too many times we've let the side down, we've let the country down playing smaller teams. I've been part of it. And we need to make sure we try and get the full country back to where we kind of belong.
Yeah, good luck with that. I don't think many people will be united in supporting the other half of the city if their team's not playing right now, but I admire your optimism. Gordon, what have you made of the opening quarter?
Yeah, I do agree. I think Rangers have settled into it. I think these games are always important, especially financially as well. Getting points, getting money, it helps you, especially coming up to January. The more games under a new manager, the better, because he's trying different, he's tweaking the system now and again, different personnel. He's working with his players. So as much as it is a burden, a lot of games, for instance, Thursday, Sunday, but in this case, Thursday, Monday night against Hibs, I think that if you come through it without injuries, you learn so much from the actual game rather than going into a training session where you do shape or possession or whatever. There's a lot of good signs here for Rangers. They did give up a chance early, but they've settled into the game and they look quite comfortable on the ball.
Right, come on, 01419511025. Rangers fans, what are you making of this game so far? Give us your thoughts as it's going on, or certainly at half time. And then you Celtic fans, it's a bit easier for you if you like. You've got your 8 o'clock kickoff, so it's a normal build-up for the next half hour or so. You tell us what the team should be, we then find out what the team will be, and so on. And get all your thoughts in on Wilfried Nancy as well. There's a real bit of intrigue about this. You've still got a real realistic chance of progressing in the Europa League as well. So come on down, let us know what you're thinking. Can we cross to Celtic Park yet? Is Gabriel there? That is the question. I think we can. Gabriel, can you hear us?
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European football coverage with The Drake Neighbourhood Gastropub. Watch live sports in the west end of Glasgow.
Gabriel, take it away.
Yeah, Gordon, good evening from the east end of Glasgow, where it was a baptism of fire for Wilfried Nancy at the weekend, and things do not get any easier tonight. Italian giants Roma are in town for the final Europa League match of 2025. Nancy says he knows how important it is to start winning to buy his team time as they adapt to his ideas. He's been dismissing the importance of the change of shape and says that while all critics can have their opinion, he won't listen to outside noise, with the extremely overblown reaction to his use of a tactics board just one example. Now, the brilliant win at Feyenoord under Martin O'Neill 2 weeks ago have put this team in real contention for qualification to the next stage. Any form of result tonight would be deemed a success, but the manner of performance will be crucial to support supporters here as well. Now, the first 45 minutes against Hearts were positive, but they tailed off in the second period. Let's see if an extra few days on the training pitch make a difference. Of course, Nancy will pit his wits against Giampiero Gasperini, one of the men credited with making three at the back fashionable again. He's got plenty of firepower up top, but Roma have been goal shy. They've impressed this season domestically. They led Serie A early on, but back-to-back defeats have seen them drop to fourth. The Giallorossi sit mid-table in the Europa League on 9 points, which is two more than Celtic. I'll bring you team news when it comes just after 6:45.
Until then, Celtic fans, give us your predictions or your hopes for the team. Rangers have scored. It's been really out for offside. Difficult to tell.
Tight. Very tight. I'll tell you what a finish.
It's a brilliant acrobatic finish from Bojan Miovski. They'll need to get the lines out. That's why we have the technology. I know it's much maligned, but if you just look at it on the camera view, it's just hard to tell. You know, that's the whole point. The camera needs to be exactly in line, whereas the technology should square us up there and tell us the outcome. But it's a great finish from Bojan Miovski.
But yeah, I've got a better view from here, Gordon. It's just slightly offside. I can
angle
keep
from
round
me.
The corner.
Right, okay.
But I'll tell you what, it's a good move from Rangers. They got out to the right. Aarons drove in, played a good ball in. They got a little bit of luck, comes up in the air. What a finish it is. That's a guy that scored two at the weekend.
Goal! He is onside, and it's a brilliant finish from Bojan Miovski. There was a ball played through. It skipped up nicely for him. I mean, it's not Scott McTominay-esque, but nothing is. It's still a lovely acrobatic effort. Up high, directs it downwards, and Rangers lead 1-0 away in Budapest. Even nice finish.
No, a very good finish. I think they got a wee bit lucky on the build-up. I think centre-backs tried to clear it and kind of scuffed it out wide. But they played good, and the ricochet for Miovski, and he's no doubt about that finish. It was a really good... Danilo was unlucky, like, the kind of way it skipped up for him, but he's reacted.
This is
an overhead kick. Great finish.
And I know, like, and the technology annoys people, but that's why you need it, because if you made me guess, I think he looks offside.
Looks offside. Mm-hmm.
Like, but that's the point. You're at a slight angle. I mean, this one might be a bit more telling. In fact, you can't... look at that. You just can't tell.
But I've got to say, right, you're talking about Scott McTominay, I know... You can't compare.
Such is brilliant. I know.
That is some finish.
I regretted that phrase because it was more about praising Scott McTominay, but it's wonderful because he's actually swivelling. Right. It comes over one shoulder up and down with the left foot. Oh my goodness! There you go.
How tight is that?
That's where the technology is very good, and you can't. There shouldn't be any critic about VAR with the offside rule because it's black and white.
Well, I mean, yeah. Let's not open that can of worms. But yeah, that's. It's onside. Bojan Miovski scored, and
great
Rangers
start.
Lead by a goal to nil. And that's sometimes that's the little, literally the fine margins, Gordon. Because we mentioned Ferencváros has had a chance. They look physical. They look powerful.
Yeah.
They didn't take their chance. That's a half chance for Miovski because of the way it sits up, and he takes it.
I think Rangers have grown into this gradually, Gordon. I've got to say, but it shows you the difference. See, for a striker, and we've been talking about it for weeks now about the Rangers forward line can't score a goal. He gets two against Kilmarnock at the weekend. That's the confidence of that leading up to that tonight. What a great finish that is. Good play with Rangers. They just need to be careful. They'll come under a little bit of pressure, but what an opening 30 minutes. Brilliant for them.
Yeah, what did you make of that, Rangers fans? Give us a call right now. Building up to the Celtic game, let's do so with Michael in Blackwood. How are you, Michael?
Thanks for putting me through. Good evening, panel.
Hello. What are you thinking tonight?
I'm thinking 2 each, Celtic. I just feel we've got the big home crowd there, and you know, the formation, the opposing manager said that, you know, formation works quite well once you get used to it. And he goes, and he says, Celtic's come under quite a bit of undue criticism recently, you know. He watched the game against Hearts and thought Celtic was unlucky with two bits of mistakes, you know, but I'm looking forward to it. There's been a lot of undue criticism as well about the manager's shoes and the wee board and all this nonsense people pick up on, you know. As I said already, they use these boards all over Europe, and you can wear a pair of pink tartan shoes if you like. It's nobody's business, but you wear, you know what I mean? Honest to God, I mean, folk need to get a grip.
Stephen, I'm keen to... You'll carry on, sorry, Michael, carry on.
Yeah, there's the Rangers as well. I say to myself, my Rangers pal, I'm a Celtic man, obviously. I say to my pal, it's Rangers. Rangers will pick up. I said already in the season, I fancy Celtic, Rangers and Hearts in that order, but it'll be very, very tight. That's my point, anyway. What do you think, panel?
Stephen, keen to get your current professional view on it. And also, you've, over your career, you're part of a Scotland back three, back five debate, and what it all means. And we were kind of joking about it earlier, but seriously, now part of a Motherwell team that maybe asked to play a very different way, and defensive roles change. So what have you made of the whole Celtic tactical debate over the last few nights?
Look, I think what becomes difficult is that as a change, he's obviously looking to try and play the wing-backs with wingers. I've played it under Steve Clarke. It tended to be full-backs, a bit more defensive. But it shouldn't change too much. The problem I think the manager will have is getting the players to fit his system. He doesn't maybe have them in the building, or if he does, they're maybe not fit. I think it will suit Kieran Tierney. I think playing in the left of the three, I think he could really just make that his own again off the back of the Scotland goal. I'm excited to see how he does, hoping to build up and have a good season before the World Cup. But the stuff for the tactics board, look, if he's been in the door 6 months and he's having to bring that out to show Callum McGregor a couple of wee tweaks, I'd be slightly more worried, because I know for myself this season, especially when the manager was tweaking things, at the start there was lots of analysis, there was lots of meetings. Just now there isn't quite as intense, because we have the pictures, or we have not all of the pictures, and the manager's job is to find the ones we don't have and maybe go through them.
And you're the pre-season to get to grips with
that. Yes,
the
pre-season, whereas Wilfred Nancy and the same with Danny Rowe coming in, for them to get their ideas, it will be a patient build. They've got games every week, so they're not even getting that week in the training ground to work on wee things. So I have real sympathy, but the timing of them coming for the job with three massive games, and I watched the Hearts game, I thought at times could have created a wee bit more, but they dominated with 70% possession. It's just sadly the standards that are set at Celtic is you need to win, and they didn't, so it then looks bad. But I thought the general performance was good. Just obviously Hearts got the two goals and with getting them deserved their win.
Again, give us your insight. How problematic or not is it to have three left-footed centre-backs if you're playing three?
I think with the three, I think it is really important that you have one that's at least naturally on their side. It doesn't matter if it's two left, two right, as long as you've got one for
right,
the
three, left. So all three is a bit of an issue for you?
I think it is, because you should naturally be stepping in. One of them should be trying. I know we've at times done it with three, but again, at Celtic, I'm expecting them to dominate. They're playing in the final third or the opponent's half, the full game. Being able to step in and give the width naturally is a real benefit, especially when you've got wingers that aren't necessarily on their strong foot as well. So I do think that's something that maybe needs to be addressed, but obviously Carter Vickers getting injured was never an idea.
I think your only problem for Celtic in that system was the right-sided centre-half, left-footed, because he had Yang playing and he was further up, so he didn't have that easy as Stephen said, he can play full back or a wing back. Yang couldn't play right back.
I thought maybe Tony could have played. I thought maybe Ralston could have played there.
That's what I'm saying. So I think it would have been easier. The centre middle one, fine. The left sided one, Tierney, fine. So the three left footed centre backs, you've only got one problem, the right-hand side one. And if you've got a sort of a guy that plays a little bit deeper, it becomes a little bit easier for you.
My only thoughts were with maybe Ralston was maybe they're thinking Hearts are a big side.
Does Wilfried Nancy not do it with wingers, though?
Aye, no, but he could have played right in the three, sorry.
Ah, right, okay, got you.
So instead of Trusty, but if you take him out of there, you lose then a wee bit of physicality, because Trusty is a big lad. And the Hearts are a big, strong team. So I don't know. That's the things I'm sure the manager would have loved to for the wee bit longer to work on and to see maybe what players suit what positions. Mm-hmm. I know personally as a right back who played in a defensive right wing back, I like right of a three. I enjoy it. I think it suits me. And Tony, I could see being somewhere.
If you get dragged out, you're comfortable going out into that position.
Yeah, and you also shouldn't need to be dragged out that often, because you still will. If you're pressing really high, you're going aggressive anyway. They're at Celtic, they know they need to deal with defending 1v1, but it's just when you maybe join in the attacks, you should be more comfortable, especially than a left-sided centre-back playing right centre-back.
2-2 tonight, says Michael in Blackwood. What do you think, Celtic fans? I think most of you would probably take that. Would that be fair? Can you see it? Or are you fearing the worst? Meanwhile, 36 gone, Ferencváros 0, Rangers 1, a wonderful Bojan Miovski goal, and Rangers are really growing into this as well. I know that sounds obvious because they're in front, but they seem to be getting even stronger as this game goes on. Another couple of sniffs, Ferencváros not quite looking as dangerous as they were. So just about 10 minutes to go until the break. Get all your calls in, whether it is this game, the game at Celtic Park, or something else. Give us a phone and we'll speak to you next.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Merry Christmas from Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We'd be lucky to get one wise man.
Gordon DL and Stephen O'Donnell are here. It's 01419511025. If you want to get in touch, and please do. Yes, it's that kind of chaotic European Thursday night schedule. We're almost at half time, so Rangers fans, it does feel like the perfect opportunity. As soon as that whistle goes, you give us a call and you let us know what you've made of the first half. I suspect you'll be pretty happy about it, because you're 1-0 up thanks to a lovely overhead kick, a very acrobatic effort from Bojan Miovski. Yes, Ferencváros have had chances, a couple of good ones, but you would expect that, and they haven't taken them, and it looks like you will take an advantage into the break. So get in touch. Max Aaron's down at the moment, they'll get in treatment. I think Nasser Djiga before him, so there was a bit of a delay. I don't think this is going to be anything serious for Max Aarons, but you never know. We'll wait and find out. And like we said, Gordon, if this continues for the next couple of minutes, I imagine Danny Rule will be pretty content with what he's seen.
He'll be certainly very, very happy indeed, especially after building on last weekend's good victory down at Rugby Park, and Majovski getting a goal so far. Another clean sheet. Yes, they've rode their luck, I think, maybe twice. They've just got to be careful. Don't give them any ideas or ways to get back into the game. And if they get in at half time, I think that'd be a terrific result so far.
Because they're a good side, Stephen. They were sixth, I think, in the Europa League heading into tonight. A win tonight basically sees them.
Well, that's what they're 11 points they've got. I literally was just checking that, because I was like, going, the way they were playing, the fact Rangers were playing the five, and they've been playing the ball nice around the back and being patient. They're a good side, and Robbie Keane's obviously got them well drilled. So it's a very good result if this was to stay like this. But I imagine a lot of time added on with the two injuries we've just seen.
I think Max Aarons has just been booked for trying to come back on without the referees. Would that be what's happened? I'm obviously talking to you two. It looks like something like that, because he's on the touchline about to come back on after getting treatment, and he's been booked. The Rangers players are really unhappy about it, but the referee's made up his mind.
Yeah, ridiculous, isn't it? That is ridiculous.
If that's what happened, that is quite a clear rule, and you generally see yellows for it, but the guy he seems a bit fussy, doesn't he?
Yeah. He looks like a guy that can't wait to get his cards out of his pocket. But as I say, a couple of minutes to go, be very tight, make sure you don't lose a goal, don't give them any confidence. Gain 1-0, you'd have taken that all day.
Yeah, they'll be pleased, Gordon, I'm sure, that they've sort of kept Ferencváros at bay, because they look very physical and powerful, don't they? That's the one thing that I think is quite stark, the difference between the sides, some of the running power. And it looked early on like that really could maybe cause Rangers one or two issues, but to be fair, like we said, a couple of chances, but other than that...
Look, there's no doubt, just watching the game, they've got a threat about them. They've got in twice... and behind Rangers' defence, obviously playing that three with the two wing-backs. Their finishing wasn't very good, if you've got to say, and be honest. But I thought Rangers just started to grow into the game, got a terrific goal as well. They look well organised, they're making it difficult. What, a couple of minutes to go? Half-time, 1-0 away from home, Budapest? I think that's a very, very positive result.
We probably need to wait just a little bit longer, Stephen, to see if things have definitely changed and if it's the start of something. But
eight minutes.
You're joking.
I'm sure that was 8 minutes. That's
going to mess with their shit.
Five.
Still.
See, that the offside eyes that he had 2 minutes ago.
Exactly.
At 8:30 on Saturday night, it was still sort of, I think, real negativity around Bojan Miovski. People just not convinced. End of Saturday night, he's got a double. Tonight, he scored a wonderful goal in Europe. It just shows you how quickly things can change.
Certainly for a striker, I think it's one of the positions that gets the most pressure, but then it can get the most glory quickly. So he's delivered. I thought it was a very good signing, by the way, when he came in, and I still, obviously, we don't know yet, but I think it will be a good signing, kind of similar to when you thought about Shanklin going. You knew he's scored goals in the SPFL before, and he would definitely be able to do it for Rangers. It's taken maybe a wee bit of time to get settled, but it's not going to be ideal, a manager that's brought you in leaving, and he obviously joined late in the window, so trying to settle and get to know your teammates, it's never going to be easy. But no, good that he got the two goals, and then again the goal tonight was a very good finish. You know he's got quality to finish, so I think the crucial thing will be to try and get him opportunities in every game.
We'll get your halftime thoughts, Rangers fans, very soon, so why not line up the phone calls 01419511025. As soon as that whistle goes, give us your first half assessment. More of a traditional easy build up for you Celtic fans. We've already had one supporter on predicting a 2-2 tonight. As we've heard quite a few of you over the last few days, thinks all the Wilfried Nancy stuff has been over the top with the tactics boards and all that sort of stuff. But I assume Gordon will stick with that tonight though, won't he?
Oh yeah, he's not going to change anything, especially after the first game. I agree with Stephen. When I watched the game at the weekend, I thought the first half they really came out the blocks. I thought they were playing good football. The thing that was missing was obviously an important goal. Hearts didn't really cut them open, because if you look at analyse the two goals, everybody switched off for the first one, and it's a set play, which he'll be very disappointed in. I don't think he'll change a lot. I think he's a manager that's come in and said, right, this is the way I'm going to do it. He believes in that, his structure, his formation, his style of play. Whether he wants to get a tactics board out in the dugout or not, I couldn't care less. I think for Celtic fans, it's about winning games, attractive football. I've got a sneaky feeling that if he just... Cup final's so important for him, Gordon. I think if he can get the cup final in the bag, it'll make such a big difference to him.
It's the prime example, and I love it when the cliche gets blown apart. We can see this one game at a time. That just does not apply this week, does it? I won't do a Hugh Keevans and pretend to speak on behalf of Celtic fans, but my guess would be, see if Roma won 1-0 tonight.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be the end of the world, but my goodness, if it goes wrong on Sunday, nope. Can you imagine these phone lines Monday night?
100%. I heard Gordon Strachan talking about there's never a good time. There's never a good time to or bad time to get a job. I certainly would have thought just now for taking those three games, or the first one obviously Hearts, and then the next two Roma and St Mirren, especially when you're implementing a different style and you've made the decision, which by the way I totally respect, this is my team, this is how I'm going to try and play, and why wait a month and then do it later.
Correct.
So I understand why he's doing it, but for those three games to be as big as they are, the Roma game, yep, maybe the exception that a good performance I think would be enough to kind of appease kind of Celtic fans, I would imagine. But you go to Hampden on Sunday, and really, the Celtic fans won't accept
Stephen,
anything
less
than a
win. Stephen, here's a scenario nobody's thought you right. Thought
oh, really?
Of, thought of. No, here's
so
a scenario.
You're ahead of everybody
I'm
here
ahead
with this
of
thought.
Everybody here.
Cannot wait.
Nobody's thought of
can't
this.
Wait to hear it.
I've never heard one
they
person
beat Roma
say
and
that.
Get beat off St Mirren.
No, no. Come on. No, what happens if he beats Roma and loses a cup
final? Wow, that's brilliant.
Right. Nobody, because everybody's imagining Roma... Maybe
that will still
get
be
a good
disaster.
Performance. 1-0.
That will still be a disaster.
Is that still going
to trophy? Once a trophy goes, yeah. Your Celtic, the League Cup final's been your toy in the last few seasons.
I'm just trying to throw it out there, Gordon, because no one apart from myself had basically thought about it.
Probably good reason for that. 01419511025 on the phones, Twitter at Clyde SSB, or we must be seconds away from getting the halftime whistle in Budapest. So Rangers fans, as soon as it does, forget what Gordon Dalziel and Stephen O'Donnell have made of the first half. I want to know what you've made of it. So give us a call, and we're not far away from teams at Celtic Park as well. A bit of defending to do for Rangers right in the last seconds. Doesn't quite come to anything. Probably one more phase of this attack, and that will be that. We'll speak to Andrew McLean. It's actually a really nice move from Ferencvaros. They've delayed a bit, and it's an equaliser.
Brilliant.
Bang on. 5 minutes added, give or take 8 seconds, and that is, yeah, it's a moment of quality from the home side, and they are level. Ferencvaros 1, Rangers 1. You can always pick holes in what you can do defensively, but it's a good goal, isn't it?
The right centre back has just over the ball and continued his run seamlessly, then got to the byline and picked out Ottvos, and who slotted it in. That's a very, very good goal. when a team's in a low block, it's kind of these third man runs. You need movement off the ball, and they got every single bit of that there. And that is it. That
takes an is that Giga? Yeah. It takes a nick of Gordon, which might actually take it into the corner, because I think that might just be going straight at Jack Butland. I don't think it's a great finish, and it takes a nick and ends up in the bottom corner.
Yeah, but you've got to hand it to them. It was brilliant play. Rangers a little bit unlucky. I thought Rangers defensively went a bit deep for me, and it gave them so much space just to cut the ball back. I think it's Danilo, typical centre forward back there. He gets 1-2, doesn't go with the runner. I've seen it a million times before. Cuts it back. But you've got to say, you can pick holes in every goal that's scored against you. Give credit to the home side there. Good movement, good finish.
Yeah, it's probably a fair reflection on that first half. Let's go to Andrew McLean, who's in the stadium.
Ferencváros 1, Rangers 1, the half-time score in Budapest. Bojan Miovski's excellent acrobatic effort looked as if it would have put Rangers ahead at half-time, but with the last kick of the first half, the hosts are level in this one. The hosts could have gone ahead even earlier than that, 3 minutes in, because Bamadeli Yusuf broke through the Rangers defence but dragged his shot wide. Rangers maybe getting away with one there. He probably should have done better. Then across the opening 15 minutes or so, there was actually some pretty decent passages of play from Rangers. The rotations, nice combinations in there, but not able to really create any clear-cut chances. Then Jack Butland, almost an error leading to a goal from him. He jumped up to gather a high ball in a crowded box. He just couldn't keep a hold of it under pressure. Dropped to the feet of Toon Remakers, who just stabbed it wide of the post. But Rangers took the lead just before the half-hour mark. It was a quick break forward from Rangers. They worked it well from their own box out to the right-hand side. Danilo didn't quite get the right connection with his acrobatic effort. It was blocked. It popped up nicely for Bojan Miovski, and he connected brilliantly with his acrobatic effort on the turn into the back of the net. The flag initially went up for offside, but VAR showed the striker was actually onside, and it was a great strike to put Rangers ahead. Almost an instant response from Ferencváros, though. Bamadeli Yusuf had a chance, and he hit the side netting. The rest of the first half, though, very stop-start injuries to Nasser Djiga, who was down for a good while, but eventually was able to play on. An injury to Max Aarons as well, he was able to continue, but it was right at the death of that first half. A lovely team move for the host down the right. There was a 1-2, they got to the byline, cut it back into the box, and there was Bensi Otvoz with a finish into the bottom corner for 1-1. Danny Rowe's side thought they were halfway to keeping their Europa League progression hopes alive, but they'll need to get at least a goal in the next half to do so. The halftime score here in Budapest is Ferencváros 1, Rangers 1.
Right, quick, Rangers fans, what have you made of that first half? Clearly ended on a sour note. What did you take away from it overall? Give us a call right now. Get your first half analysis in 01419511025. Get in touch right now if you can. Before we go any further, let me tell you about this.
Cash for Kids Mission Christmas on Clyde One with J&D Pierce, Scotland's premier structural steel specialist. Proud to support the local community.
This Saturday, it is one of the highlights of the Clyde One Super Scoreboard calendar. Something we wish we didn't have to do, of course, but we do. That's the harsh reality of it. It is the Cash for Kids Sports Auction. We have some amazing lots up for grabs. Hospitality tickets for Rangers, Celtic, Kilmarnock, Ayr United. Loads of hospitality packages. If you're looking for a bit of real, something special, sporting memorabilia, a signed and framed Andy Murray racket. I'd expect that to go for some serious money.
Oh, to Cash money for Kids.
Have you heard about the next prize?
No.
It says, I keep checking this to make sure it's not a typo, the chance to train with Partick Thistle.
Oh, I might bid for that myself.
You would pay to have Mark Wilson boss you around?
Oh, yeah. Mark and Alec, brilliant.
Don't believe it for a second. Make sure you're listening this Saturday. Get your bids in. In the meantime, you can donate right now at clyde1.com/mission. And it's all thanks to J&D Pierce, supporters of Cash for Kids for the last 6 years.
Oh, come all ye faithful, and hope your team is joyful and triumphant. Merry Christmas from Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel and Stephen O'Donnell are here. It's halftime between Ferencváros and Rangers. It is one apiece. So right now, Rangers fans, give us your halftime analysis if you can. Let us know what you made of it. I'm sure you were feeling pretty good about taking a lead into the break until 8 seconds to go, and then you conceded. How disappointing was that? What about the finish from Miovski, though? That was a cracker, I'm sure you'll agree. Give us all your thoughts. And in the meantime, Celtic fans, listen to this from Gabriel and tell us if Wilfried Nancy has got it right or wrong in your opinion. This is the starting 11 tonight, Gabriel.
Wilfried Nancy names the exact 11 that played at the weekend against Hearts. So it's going to be the same players in the same formation. Kasper Schmeichel in goal. What will be a back three of Austin Trusty, Liam Scales and Kieran Tierney. It looks like Yang and Seb Tounekty will continue as the wing-backs with Callum McGregor and Arne Engels in midfield. Benjamin Nigrin and Reo Hatate behind Dazen Maeda. The substitutes: Sinisalo, Doohan, Balikwisha, McCowan, Iheanacho, Kenny, Bernardo, Murray, Donovan and Ralston.
What do you make of that? Because I think we all said there was no chance. If you'd almost
not change the formation,
yeah, it'd get even more stick if he did that in a way. Because you think, why would you then, you know, rip it all up? But the same personnel, does that surprise you?
Right, and I think he's going with the fact that everyone touched on the opening half against Hearts. What was missing was a goal. I think they did create chances. I thought they played some exciting football at times. They moved the ball very, very quickly indeed. Maybe it's just a case of getting these guys into this formation as quickly as he can. He's got an opportunity to tonight, once again at home. So instead of mixing it up, personnel-wise, he's decided, no, we're just going to learn how to play this system I want to play, and it's the same 11. On you go.
That you're reading of it.
I think it becomes easier tonight because, as you said, we spoke about the results not going to be as crucial. I think if the Celtic fans were to see similar things that they've seen against Hearts and the result fell the way of Roma, they would be more accepting. So it becomes a lot easier to have the same team. Again, I'm pleased to see Tierney's playing because I know he'd been getting rested at some point, so it's good that he stayed in. My worry is, does this then, it looks like this is going to be his team. It's early to kind of be making your mind up on players maybe on the bench like McCowan. And you've got the game on Sunday, which St Mirren are then going to be pretty sure this is what's going to happen. So they'll have the full week to prep for what's going to happen.
But see if you are trying to fine-tune something, and we've spoken about it, everybody knows the time pressures that you're under. Are you as well doing this rather than then trying to get someone else up to speed on it and then somebody else up to speed on it in a different position? You know, is there a...
No, but the boys should be.
Is it easier to lean into that, the same starting 11, because the guys have at least had one game in this system?
No, because I think you're all in the same meetings and you're all going to be doing. I imagine there's going to be the opportunities he's had, which hasn't been much because of the turnaround in games. He will have been looking and training, doing 11v11s, and it won't just be one side he's worked on. I don't imagine he will have had other players coming in and trialing it out. They'd be in the meetings that he's probably having, because I imagine there's going to have been lots of meetings this week. And I would have thought he could have definitely leaned on other players if he felt they could fit into his system.
The only thing I will say is he's not got a lot to play with in that system. Right, if you look at...
It's true.
And you say, Stephen, right, Ralston getting in there at the right centre-back, a five. If that doesn't work tonight, he comes in for more stick. You look at the two wing-backs, so-called wide players, wingers, what options he's got down the flanks. Once again, there's not a great deal. You're talking about McCown in the middle of the park. That could be an opportunity. But right now, with the personnel, with the system he's playing, I think he's quite right to go with the same system tonight and the same players. I do. I think it gives him another opportunity to bed into his ideas. And then he'll add people, obviously, gradually, and then he'll look to January to bring in the personnel that's going to suit that system.
For the bench, I was just watching it come up there, and Iheanacho, depending on how fit he was, would have been someone I thought could have come in. And you could have dropped Maeda back.
And which side would you play him?
Either. Doesn't really matter, because what you do against Roma is you know that Maeda's going to graft and he's going to be up and down that flank. But I don't really know what he wants, what abilities he values in a striker. Is it mobility? Mm. Or would it be hold up? I've not really seen enough. But if you take Maeda's pace off the front line, then the 2-8s aren't really giving you that.
Is that a fitness issue potentially? Because he's been on the bench a couple of times and we've not seen anything of him.
Yeah. By the way, the point you make's very good indeed, in the fact of Maeda certainly with the work rate could go.
I think he'd be best suited to play right
everybody
for
let's quickly get the Roma team to see what Celtic are up against, Gabriel.
Yeah, five changes for the Italians. They're going to be playing a three at the back formation as well, although we think it'll be three 4-3. So it'll be Svilar in goal. A back three of Ndicka, Hermoso and Mancini. Celik and Wrench will be the wing-backs with El Anoui and Fasili in the middle. Mattia Sule and Stefan Elshaware will be on the flanks with Evan Ferguson, the Irishman, playing through the middle. On the bench, some names you might know: Paulo Dybala amongst the substitutes, and Lorenzo Pellegrini, as well as Kostas Tsimikas.
Gabriel Antoniazzi has just been waiting for his moment when an Italian team comes to town and he can show off his pronunciation. But then when it actually got into it, there wasn't as many Italians as he would have liked there. Evan Ferguson just doesn't roll off the tongue the way that he was hoping.
Is he there full time, or is he in loan from, is it Brighton he was in?
Yeah, Brighton.
Yeah, good player, good strong player.
There was talk of him coming on loan to Celtic a couple of years back, wasn't there?
Yeah, he'll be a threat tonight. He'll certainly be. Roma will be a threat tonight. They'll fancy it. They'll have probably looked at, you know, the fact how Hearts played against him as well, and where they can hurt Celtic. But it's a big night for him because he needs something really. Because everything so far for me since the new manager came in has been a bit negative. He's just in the door. I think we've got to give him an opportunity, settle in. He needs a little bit of, you know, that positivity tonight somewhere along the line.
I know what he needs. He needs a transfer window.
But
he needs to bring in two or three.
Do you know something?
At least to start.
I heard you saying as you get people in the building to play that system. Yeah. He has for me Johnston and people like.
Let's bring in Aaron, who's on the line. How are you, Aaron?
I'm good, thank you.
What are you thinking tonight then?
Well, I just think with this formation, I just feel that a 3-4-3 or a 3-4-2-1, whatever you want to call it, just isn't right for a team like Celtic. It's for a defensive team. I feel that the only way I see in this team is for Kobe Donovan, and I know Sirachi's injured, but these are the two players that can really excel in this formation. I don't think Tenekte and Yang should be playing as fullbacks or wingbacks. They shouldn't be so defensive. I just don't feel it's right for me to have Tenekte there because he just wants to cut inside. He's got that defensive line at all. And you've got a guy there like Samson Pusey. He's not played much this season. He's had one game, but he didn't do very, very bad in that game. I thought he'd done all right. And I think you should be playing Tierney in that left and maybe having, I know Dane Murray's not that great, but hide him or Samson Pusey in there as well.
Aaron, the only thing I will say in this setup and the personnel, you cannot call this defensive. It's not defensive, mate. He's got two wingers as wingbacks. So if it was defensive and it was a 3-5-2 and
ways,
you had two fullbacks
to be defensive because he's saying Donovan and Tierney, you know, being the wide ones.
Look, he's never. This is the way this Celtic fans will need to get used to this. This is the way he's going to play. Right, he's coming in, he's got this mindset.
Is that right? Does he, even if you don't agree specifically with the description Aaron gave about it being defensive, does he have the players to play this way at the moment?
I would say that I know that you can shoot me down flames because I was going to say domestically, yes, he could. I know people say, well, Hearts went and beat them at the weekend. But as I keep saying, I think there was a couple of positives you could take out of
the impact
game.
Of the tactics.
I think they'll struggle tonight with the two wing players,
hasn't it?
Yeah, if you're a top team tonight, you're looking at that space between Trusty and Yang, and if you've got good players, knowledgeable players, they're just going to expose that all night.
Well, I would have told you that Tenekte was an out and out winger. If you'd asked me what I thought of him, pacey, we chop inside, playing off the left. And I would tell you that you could maybe, I could be miles off it, but I'd have told you could maybe get change off him the other way, getting maybe switching off or whatever. We've just watched tonight, was it Gassaman switched off for Rangers? The small margins at this level when you're playing a bit deeper, not because you want to be deeper, but because Roma's a good side that are probably going to have ball in your final third. Yeah. And if they switch off, they're the wing backs, they are not the wingers. So that was switching off, a winger switching off with a wing back behind them. And it still is the domino that falls that causes the damage.
That's where Hearts, see, in terms of a tactical discussion, the Hearts game was false. Everybody keeps banging on because they lost the game, and I get it. But Yang and Tenekte at no point were pinned back because Celtic had all the ball. I know they lost the game, but it's almost like tonight might be the bigger I think test specifically of them defensively?
Depends how Roma, you know, Derek went there with a game plan and it worked perfectly for him. Now remember, it wasn't like Hearts tore Celtic apart at times. The two goals came from that. Same, everybody switched off in a set play which they defended terribly, but well done to Hearts because it was, in their point of view, it was a very good goal. But tonight, I think Roma are maybe a bit of a step up. And I think they've got the players with the intelligence that have played at such a good level that could expose those spaces that Celtic are going to leave.
Aaron, you don't fancy Celtic tonight by the sounds of it?
I don't know. I just don't think... Like, I think they'd see at the Hearts game, I just think the defence was in tatters at times. I just feel like...
What times, though, seriously? Like, apart, like, obviously the goal conceded. What other times, though?
There was just times where the ball was just breaking out and there was Tierney here and Scales was right up the other end of the park and it was all over the place at times. But I
genuinely don't recognise that. I mean, Hearts won the game. That's the most important thing. They're not, you know, it's not a slight on Hearts and you're not trying to artificially bum up Celtic. I just don't remember the defence being in tatters at the weekend.
No, I can't remember Hearts.
Might be tonight because, as you said, I think
it's different players, but I get back to it. Because you get beat, you start picking holes in hundreds of things. I didn't look at Celtic and think, well, Hearts totally dominated them, caused them problems down those flanks for a second 45 plus. As I say, you can strip the goals back, but I'm taking nothing away from Hearts. It was Derek brilliantly set up his team, rode his luck a little bit. And you even look in the second half, Engels should put the ball in the back of net. You know, he's must an absolute sitter as well.
Right, thank you, Aaron. Don't hold out much hope for Celtic based on Aaron's assessment, but you never know. Give us a call. And in the meantime, it's Ferencváros 1, Rangers 1. The hosts have had another good chance. Rangers, some last-ditch defending to keep it at bay, but the hosts will perhaps feel they could have taken the lead. Let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Beat the Pundit time. Are you still unbeaten on this, Stephen O'Donnell?
2-2 this season.
Is that all it is?
2-2.
That's not worth writing home about. I thought
it was more. Nah,
you don't even. I think I'm 4-4 in my full Clyde career.
I think you need 5 to be on the on the league table. I think that's the rule, isn't it? Did we not make up a new rule?
5 and above.
Right, okay.
Can't help if I perform when selected, can I?
Anyway, let's play tonight. 01419511025, and the lines do close at 7.
01419511025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Stephen O'Donnell are still here. If you're watching in the live stream, you can see as well. We've been joined by a special guest. We don't do this very often. I think we do it about once a year. We branch out. We've gone a little bit rugby. I know what you're thinking out there. What on earth has Gordon DL got to do with rugby? But we've got Johnny Matthews from the Glasgow Warriors in because we've teamed up with the Warriors to help promote the 1872 Cup happening at Hampden on the 20th of December. And Johnny's just popped by. Big football fan as well, by the way. And he's popped by because he's got a surprise for Gordon, apparently. I hope it's that he's going to like dump tackle him to the studio floor in a second, to be quite honest. You look worried.
Yeah, I've just found out that he's a hooker. He plays that position and he's a
bit size in the, he's looking at you. He looks he's, like he's, a
bit,
you.
He's a bit sturdy. I'm looking at that. Look at the difference there. Honestly,
I'm worried for you.
You just calmed in, you'll be okay.
I mean, you did just ask me if I wear a balaclava to play in, so.
Yeah, it's not called a balaclava.
What's it called, mate?
It's called a scrum hat.
A scrum hat. Okay. I'll catch on.
Just think of all the nasty things you've said about rugby in this show over the years.
I love the rugby.
They're about to come back and bite
you. Not a bigger fan in rugby than me, mate.
Well, we'll find out. It is still Ferencváros 1, Rangers 1, or is it? Yes, because Rangers cleared the lines. They've just made a couple of changes. The return of Dujon Sterling for you Rangers fans. And of course, building up to kick off 55 minutes before Roma come and get underway at Celtic Park. We've heard the team, it's the exact same team that Wilfried Nancy chose at the weekend. What do you make of it, Celtic fans? Get in touch and we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Johnny Matthews is a rugby player. He's not even from these parts, and I still reckon he would do better at Beat the Pundit than Gordon DL. Such is the standard.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have a look at my percentage, and I won the other night again.
Did I tell you last night? He was sending, whilst we were playing this, he was sending me pictures of himself in the bath listening. It's one of the most disturbing mental image. It's dinner time for a lot of people. He was sending me bath selfies.
Wednesday's my bath night, mate.
To show that he was listening. Absolutely disgraceful. But anyway, let's play tonight's Beat the Pundit. Stephen's a bit of a novice on this, so he might be able to take advantage of some early nerves from him. He has won a couple of times, but he's only played a couple. He's not got that experience. He's not got that, you know, not got the minutes under his belt in the same way. Liam is on the line. How are you, Liam?
All right, all good, mate.
First time on Beat the Pundit for you, is it?
Yes, mate, first time.
Good. Would you rather try and humiliate Gordon Dalziel for all the kind of joy that would bring, or is Stephen O'Donnell the man to take on because he's not very experienced?
Nah, I'll take on the Dazzler, surely.
Yeah, well, we'll see what the coin says. A bit of pressure. One.
Enthusiasm, he said that with, he's confident.
Good thing is, I've got pressure for you both.
Why?
Because, thanks to our friends at Cairnhill Structures, we've been doing this all month. Every question the caller gets right, that's you, Liam, we donate £10 to Cash for Kids Mission Christmas. But, right, up the ante, because for every question the pundits get right, there's another £10 to Cash for Kids. That comes from our other friends at Hill End Motors.
That's brilliant.
Who heard it and got in touch and wanted to get involved.
So who was on last night? It was McCormack and Sid. Who won?
I'm embarrassed to say, I actually can't really remember. Yeah. I don't know why.
So one of those two pundit owe Cash for Kids.
It's money anyway. It's money either way. So Liam, what we'll do is toss the Beat the Pundit coin. If it's the blue side, it will be Stephen O'Donnell. If it's the red side,
Gordon Dalziel.
26 caps for Scotland.
Exactly.
Played against England. Played against England at Wembley, and he's shaking like a you-know-what for Beat the Pundit. Right, okay, let's do it. Let's see who we're going to get on face Liam tonight.
Yes.
It's the Dazzler. It's the man with the Homer Simpson Christmas jumper on. Don't be scared because you've got Johnny breathing down your neck over there.
I don't like the way Johnny's looking at me.
That's the way you think you look in a polo shirt when you come in here. But you just buy ones that are 2E.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
He needs to get an iron off of that collar.
That's bad, isn't it?
The Warriors, he's brave because he's sitting far away from
I'm it. Coming round the other side of the Christmas tree.
Right, Liam, you're going to be up against Gordon. So we'll give Gordon something else to listen to. Liam, you have 30 seconds. Answer as many.
Sorry, I can hear that.
That's fine.
I can hear you.
You can still hear me. There you go. Just before you put those headphones on, I've got bad news for you. You're going to hate this. Liam's got company in the car.
No, I don't play people.
It is allowed. I don't care what you say. It is. Right, Liam, are we good to go?
No.
For goodness sake.
They don't want...
I have no music. Have you got music coming through there?
You're an honest man, because you could have just listened to all
I wouldn't do that to Liam in the coach.
Just stick them on. Hurry up. We'll sort it out. Give him something loud and blaring so that he can't hear the answers. Can you still hear me?
Aye.
Gordon Dalziel. There we go. Good, right, Liam. 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Name any Team Rangers beating European qualifiers this season.
Pass.
Matt O'Reilly's on loan at which French team?
Marseille.
In what country do Ferencvaros play their home games?
Hungary.
The winners of this year's Scottish Cup get a playoff spot in which European tournament?
Conference.
Excluding qualifiers, which Scottish players get the most Champions League appearances now?
Anderson.
Who did Livy beat in the Premiership playoff final last season?
Patrick Fizzle.
Which Rangers player left the club for Besiktas in August this year?
Yilmaz.
Okay, can you hear us now?
Yeah.
You're back, what are you listening to? Surely Christmas music at this time.
Who's that? Lewis. What do you call this?
I think it was Capaldi.
Aye, that's it. Lewis Capaldi.
Lewis.
Aye.
Just Lewis.
Louis.
It's not very first Christmassy. I thought you were a stick on and get some Christmas
were
music.
Were you listening to the quiz?
Yeah, but I don't know any of the answers.
Did you know?
Neither does he.
Well, hold on a minute, I'll just join you.
Right.
How's your minibus doing, all right?
They did really well.
Did they?
There was about 10 different voices shouting. I could imagine.
I hate this. Right, go.
30 seconds, same set of questions. Your time starts now. Name any team Rangers beat in European qualifiers this season.
Pass.
Matt O'Reilly's on loan at which French team?
Marseille.
In what country do Ferencvaros play their home games? The winners of this year's Scottish Cup get a playoff spot in which European tournament?
The Conference.
Excluding qualifiers, which Scottish player has now made the most Champions League appearances?
Andy Robertson.
Who did Livy beat in the Premiership playoff final last season?
Ross County.
Which Rangers player left the club for Besiktas in August this year?
For where?
I'm not repeating the question. You always do this to try and buy yourself more time.
No, I couldn't hear you, honestly.
Who's meant to be Besiktas for Rangers?
Besiktas?
Don't repeat it a third time. You're taking liberties.
Dessers, I don't know.
Oh, for goodness sake. Liam and your 10 pals, how do you think it went?
Oh, good. I think we missed the playoff question, but on that, I think we're all right.
Okay, let's go through them and find out. I'm disappointed in you in particular. Liam's a Celtic fan, that's fine. Name any team Rangers beat in European qualifiers. Panathinaikos or Victoria Pilsen. That was when things were going okay under Russell Martin, but none of you got it. Matt O'Reilly's on loan at which French side? It's Marseille. You both got it. Ferencvaros play their home games in Hungary. You both got it. 2-2. The winners of this year's Scottish Cup get a playoff spot in the Europa League, and you both said conference. So we stay at 2-2.
Did they end in that minibus? No,
they did not. The word now on this question that I accidentally added in probably gave it away. So it changed this week. It's Andy Robertson is now the record Scottish appearance holder in the Champions League. Johnny's an Everton fan. We're going to get to that in just a second. But it is Andy Robertson on 63 appearances, overtook Darren Fletcher. So we are at 3-3. However,
they get that as well?
They did. However, Ross County were beaten by Livy in the playoff final. Gordon Dalziel goes 1 in front.
Have they got a question?
The guy said Partick Thistle. Which Rangers player left the club for Besiktas in August this year? Yilmaz.
So
they got it. Equaliser. Last minute.
Heartbreak.
Tiebreak.
Oh, I'm hopeless. Johnny, I'm hopeless, mate. I'm terrible. But hold on. That's 80 quid between us.
Exactly.
I love it. 80 quid I'm to not cash bothering. I'm happy with my four. But hey, what's your name? Liam. Many people have you got there?
Three, mate, and a Ford Fiesta.
Hope it breaks down. I really do hope it breaks down.
I'm impressed it's moving.
By the way, let me tell you now, I always go 100 no matter what the question is.
What do you mean?
Number, if it's a number, I go 100.
What a question this is. I think we've come up with some real nonsense on the tiebreaker before. This might be peak nonsense.
No,
seriously.
No, looking forward to it.
Right, the question is this. Producers have got too much time on their hands. As of today, including a stopover in Dublin, how much is the cheapest flight from Glasgow to Boston on Saturday the 13th of June? Seriously, that's your question. As of today, including a stopover in Dublin, what's the cheapest one-way flight from Glasgow to Boston on the 13th of June? One way. It was checked via Skyscanner today. Oh my word. Right, Liam, what's your guess? Liam?
4,000.
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
Yes, well done, Liam!
Hold on. Are you for real? First of all,
yo,
listen.
Come fly with me. Come fly there. Fly away.
I know there's been a lot said about prices, but I looked over at Gordon Dale's sheet and he wrote down 3,400, and I thought, he is even more daft than I thought. Liam can't possibly mess this up. And you've said 4 grand. I know it's expensive.
How much is it?
You can still get a flight today with a stopover for £404.
No!
So you're 3 grand out, but you still won it.
That's... I'll eat you 3 dumplings, a lot of yous. Your wee Fiesta, I hope it really does break down.
Liam, who else is there?
Then you can get a cheap bus that'll probably cost you 3.5 grand to Celtic Park.
Name and shame them, Liam. Who else is there?
Connor and Mario.
I take it none of you want to go to the World Cup.
Do you know some that question I thought was going to be outrageous?
I can see that. Why have you written 3,400? I can't believe you've written 3,400.
Hold on,
and you've
because
won it.
I knew I was going to be nearer than Liam and the three the two stooges in the car.
Oh my word, that's the worst victory we've
Liam,
ever seen.
Flights are expensive this weather, isn't it?
That's the worst.
By the way, wait and you'll see the
picture. Do you know what the worst of it is? They actually got four. Unbeat. That's a decent record. Four is no bad.
The Dazzler. Another victory for a Dazzler.
Anyway, Liam, what are you thinking about your team tonight? Chances?
We're looking forward to it. I think it'll be a tight game, but we'll see. We'll try and get something from it.
What's the thought on the new manager? I can't believe there's been what a debate there's been in week one. A few days in, the guy's getting it.
I think he just needs a bit of time. To be honest, he's trying something new, so we'll just give him a bit of time and see how he gets on.
You happy enough that all that sort of kind of tactical talk this week about him trying to use his new formation, he's stuck with it tonight, stuck with the same team. Does that surprise you in any way?
Nah, I don't really think he's got much other option, to be honest. Especially coming off the bench for the boys he's got, but I'm sure he'll give it a go.
Yeah, okay. Go on then, leave us with a score prediction since you couldn't win and beat the pundit.
800 each.
we'll go 2-1 Celtic.
Good guy, right, thank you very much. I like the guys there in the car were good sports. Listen, they put 40 quid into Cash for
sure
Kids.
Did,
they did. Thank you very much to both Cairnhill Structures and Hill End Motors for putting the money up. That's the worst victory I've ever seen.
Oh, mate, do you know why I knew I was done? I seen his face. He looked at my answer and I went, I can't change it.
So you thought a one-way flight that was $3,500?
I just think it. I think with everybody's stop. Telling me
with a stop, exactly.
With a stop, mate, exactly.
No, he flies business. That's what he was thinking.
Aye, hold on. Which first class?
No, he doesn't. Have you met this guy before?
Aye, exactly.
You must be kidding me. On
I stone.
He's trying to go Ryanair.
I stand. By the way, aye, here's one. First class.
I don't know. Haven't checked. It's just a bit of fun.
Right, but it wasn't in the question.
He said the cheapest flight.
I did say cheapest, eh?
By the way, some travel agents, seemingly if you go via Dublin, you can go through, not customs.
There's no seemingly about it. That's how it looks. That's brilliant, going anywhere to the States, if you can clear it in Dublin, yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
Heard about this guy? What's gone? Tell him your travel plans. Or does Mrs. O'Donnell know this?
I've heard.
Brilliant. No, there's nothing. There's lots of variables, right? And a club is a priority, so I'm out of contract.
Don't give a woe is me.
I need to know when I'm back in.
But apart from that, let's assume Motherwell will extend your deal.
And I've got time off or on a holiday still. I'm hoping, I was looking to get a Winnebago or RV. Four adults, two kids, possibly my wee boy and my nephew. And I go to New York and then drive down. I went on the bus when I was 21 with my wife. We went over to Boston to see my brother when he was there because my wee nephew is a wee American. He was born in Boston. And then drive down. We get the bus because we were that tight back then when I was 21 that we get the bus from Boston up to New York for 3 days. But I would get the RV. Well, I think that'd be a good experience.
Well, you drive it. We take him with you.
That'd be brilliant, mate, wouldn't it?
Can you cook it in? Can you clean?
I can cook. Yeah, I can cook. I'm all right.
Because I know he drinks too much coffee, so that's expensive. The coffee stops.
I'm very, very good company as well.
Does 26 caps for Scotland in the current sort of regime not get you tickets, flights, that sort of thing? No, you need to drive.
A life experience. But look, if anyone wants to offer me a flight, I will happily jump on it.
We've got a goal as well in Hungary. Ferencváros have taken the lead. It is 2-1 now with 72 on the clock. Really not been much in the second half either, Gordon, has there?
No, they've not. To be honest with you, Gordon, I've not seen a lot of the second.
You've been too busy counting the cost of a flight to Boston.
Yeah. But I think the timing of their equaliser just before half time makes such a big difference, especially in your home side. It's a cheap goal. It's a cross in from the left hand side. Aaron's just stands off him, lets him put the ball in there. He's got the freedom of the 6 yard box, just an easy header, and he puts it by Jack Butland 2-1.
I think what's poor there is Tavernier's slowed them down. So there's no surprise cross coming in. He shifted it. Yep, maybe he can stop the cross. But there was enough time there. Find your man, mark him. And it's too easy to get off the back of him there and a very simple goal.
Great the marking 6 yard box is dreadful.
Yeah, dreadful. Anyway, right, Ferencváros 2-1 in front. We can keep you up to speed on that. We're building up to kick off at Celtic as well. A very busy show because, as I alluded to, and if you've been watching the live stream, it's not really a secret. You can see there's a big, massive guy sitting next to Gordon Deak. Look at, by the way, it makes you look slim though. That's quite, so it is quite, no, mate. For the first time. No, it's all muscle, obviously. Yeah.
What are you doing Saturday night?
All those weight loss jags you've been on,
yeah,
finally starting to pay off. Anyway, been joined by Johnny Matthews of the Glasgow Warriors. I mentioned it earlier, the reason being we're teaming up with the Warriors to help promote the 1872 Cup, which is happening at Hampden on the 20th of December. And we've got a bit of I don't know what the word you would call it. Retribution for you, maybe. I don't know. But you're quite critical of Rugger, as you called it. You say you've never been. You went once.
15 minutes.
You left early.
Scotland, England. Dreadful. Worst sport I've ever seen.
So we've brought the biggest, scariest guy we could find, and he's got a bit of a proposition for you, Johnny.
Yeah, so we at Glasgow Warriors would like to invite you to our game on Saturday night to watch European giants Toulouse come to Scotstoun. Lee Jones, former Scotland and Glasgow Warrior, will be there to show you about.
Ah, Lee, how's you doing?
Oh, you'll find out Saturday when you see him.
Brilliant.
Jonesy.
And I will be there as well, and we can show you around and hopefully give you a positive experience of the game. I'm currently injured at the
moment. Just quickly on that, the word invite isn't working for me.
You're going. Yeah, I'm doing this politely. You're there,
mate. Right now, you're sitting beside me. I'm going. If you tell me you leave this studio, I'm out.
Hey, by the listen, that
I'm looking forward to. Who did you say?
Toulouse.
Top of the league, isn't they?
Top of the
league. We're third.
We're third.
Oh, look at him. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Fraz Brown still there?
I like we there. Fraz Brown isn't
Aye, and Granty Stewart. I've got a lot of time for
him. Your research let you down.
Grant Stewart's
still there.
Exactly, mate. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
He's a hooker as well. You must answer as Fraz Brown.
Wee Tam Jordan. Wee Tam's good player.
Tam Jordan, he left to Bristol last year.
But he was a good player. We're sad to see him go.
We were very sad.
It was a big loss.
Who's been texting you names of players that are no longer at Glasgow Warriors?
I did look over earlier and see a couple of written there.
So there you go. You happy with that? So you will do a shift for us in here on Saturday, obviously.
What time does it kick off?
8 o'clock. You got time.
How long do you play?
40 minutes each half. But you should know this.
That's 80 minutes when you add it together.
Yeah.
Plus stoppages. There's a lot more stoppages than there is in.
One question.
Go on.
This is a game changer. Inside or outside?
What do you mean?
Is he in a box?
Is he in a box? Hospitality? Well, we're not sitting out in that cold, mate.
You'll be out with the fans in the cold.
Can I see you in the dressing room, the preparation?
We will. We'll show you around, give you a 5-star treatment.
That's fantastic.
I am so looking forward to
some of them are even bigger.
Yeah, I'm not that big.
He's the biggest.
No, I'm not that big.
Do you know, I once stayed in a hotel and the Italian team stayed. Where was the one through in Edinburgh? And I'm not kidding you, when they come down for breakfast, I've never seen players as big in all my life.
Italians were some big boys, yeah.
Well, this is what you've got to look forward to. I can't believe this. You're going to be a Rugger convert by Saturday evening.
I'm looking forward to this, mate.
Oh, it should be good.
Yeah.
Well, should be a good game.
Right. Is it 15 against 15?
Stop this.
For the whole game, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right, because there's different.
You can get sin binned.
Yeah, you get sin binned sent off.
What was the next bit of that question?
Are they know some
variations? So you got sevens. Yeah,
but hold on a minute. We know it's no seven aside.
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
No, I know.
They might be that good. And which other variation?
You got rugby league, which is a different sport.
Oh, come on.
How many?
13.
There you go. Rest my case. My knowledge of rugby is brilliant.
It
was not written down, mate. I can't
compare. Do you know any of the differences between rugby league and
the final question is, do I get expenses?
That's not a question for me to answer.
Does he get a car park space?
Well, we'll get you a car park space.
Because he does worry about that sort of
stuff. Yeah, I do. I panic with that, mate. Yeah, I do panic. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. A wee bit of sniffles tonight with the flu, and I hope it doesn't come to a lot. But I'm really building myself up for this. Two sleeps.
What's the negativity you've had around rugby then?
I just don't like it, mate.
That's fair.
There's no point me sitting here next to you lying, right?
But you will.
But you will
change.
By the weekend.
Because this is a big game for the Warriors.
It's a huge game for us.
And if I come and I'm successful and I get my cutley season tickets on the house, you never know.
I mean Big Al, go back.
Was it Al Killick you sat with and asked him if he played rugby?
That wasn't my proudest moment that night.
But anyway, on a serious note, I think you will love it. I think we'll convert you. And we're, like I said earlier, we're teaming up with the Warriors to help promote the 1872 Cup. It's happening at Hampden, 20th of December. Last year attracted 30,000, I think, wasn't it, Johnny?
Yeah, it was. So we had a really good win. I think it was 35-12. I think we beat Edinburgh. So hopefully we can replicate that again this year. Get some more people through the doors. It was fantastic to play at Hampden and get more people through the doors and get them to experience rugby like Gordon will on Saturday night.
The good timing as well, like that festive kind of period. Does it add to it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the kids are off school. More people tend to be off work. Yeah, it's a great feel, so people can go and enjoy it, have a drink. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff on a Saturday, so yeah, it should hopefully get another big crowd again.
You're a big football fan as well. Do you feel the people always say this? Is it true or is it a cliche? Are Scousers more? Is it easier to adapt to Glasgow because there's kind of similarities there?
Yeah, the similarities between the cities are massive. My mum's side of the family are all from Glasgow anyway,
I used to
get sent up here for 2 weeks of the summer holidays and give my mum and dad a bit of peace, I think. I love Glasgow, always love Glasgow. So, yeah, but yeah, the two cities are so similar. People, just even the history and everything about it.
And you're the blue half of Liverpool.
Blue half,
yeah. In a big way.
Huge. Huge.
Used to go to games.
Used to have a season ticket for about 10 years before I had to start taking rugby seriously. Up at Gladys with my dad. He still goes now to the new stadium, the Hill Dickinson. So
you've been to the new stadium?
I have.
Like
it? To the first game. Phenomenal. Absolutely loved it. And it was good that we got the win. 2-0, home to Brighton. So, yeah, and with Davy Moyes is doing wonders, isn't he?
So, see, there's always a bit of a Scottish connection. Yeah. There's been a few.
Huge. No, huge. So, obviously, we had...
Duncan.
Big Dunk, mm-hmm. probably one of my childhood heroes growing up. Obviously, Walter Smith managers for years.
And Faddy.
Then, yeah, mm-hmm. McFadden. I've heard someone's a big fan of McFadden on the show.
Gordon. I thought you as well, probably.
Yeah.
Be fair.
Yeah, and then even Davy Weir, and then, you know, more recently, Stephen Naismith, and, yep. and we've still got Nathan Patterson there now, so... Yeah, we've got loads of Scots, and I think Liverpool the same as well, to be fair. They've had a fair few down the years, unfortunately.
There's a great... We genuinely have been trying to investigate this recently. So before his time at Everton, Duncan Ferguson famously went to prison,
yeah.
and it came on the back of headbutting a Raith Rovers player.
Yeah.
He was in the Raith Rovers team.
Wasn't you, was it?
On that
he wouldn't take me on.
It yeah. was his...
Got
it,
more sense than that,
it was his best mate, though.
He could have, yeah, it was my best mate. He and could have headbutted my nose for 50 yards
away. I haven't told you this genuinely. So it's quite a famous incident in Scottish football. If you read Duncan Ferguson's book, he says the backstory is that Jock McStay, who was on the receiving end of the headbutt, was cheeky to him at a Player of the Year do with one of his friends. And he doesn't say who it is, and it has got him written all over it.
It probably was me in the background.
So there you go.
Making sure. Have you got a Scottish team that you support?
Oh, so that's my mum's side are all Celtic.
Okay.
But my father-in-law's Rangers. And you have obviously had Duncan Weir on the show last year.
That's right,
he's a massive Rangers fan, so he always calls us Blue Brothers. So I'll have to say Celtic, though, otherwise my mum's staying in the house tonight, so when I get back, she'll batter me.
You've just turned half the audience off. But that's the balance we watch every night on here.
I know.
So anyway, listen, plenty to look for. And are you going to be fit anytime soon? What's the...
Hopefully I'll be fit for the 1872 at London. Just have to see how it settles down. But yeah, no, I'm raring to go when I'm told I can play.
How's the season been?
It's ups and downs. I think we had a couple of losses that we reviewed and maybe shouldn't have, but some really good wins as well. So I think we're sitting fourth in the league, and obviously we got a big win away in Europe last week. So I think happy with some, disappointed with others. It's probably a fair assessment, but we know this period now is massive for us moving forward. Huge game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. If we, you know, can retain the 1872 with a couple of wins, then we'll be, you know, in a really good position.
And what would your message be then? Because we're obviously helping promote the 1872 Cup. Surely that you've got a good core here. If you can make Gordon Dl enjoy it, surely it appeals to anyone.
Well, that's it. I think Gordon will be the acid test. So if we can get you on board and we get you back in next week, this time next week,
I'm already looking forward to it.
Just think, though, if Saturday goes well against Toulouse, and I think you could be the mascot in the 1872 Cup.
What's your mascot's name?
I actually should know this.
It must be a warrior.
There's a I'm going to say Wally.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, well, listen, I could fit right into that role.
No, I thought more like he'll take
Wally, did you say? No, sorry.
I meant more like he'll hold your hand.
Come and hold your hand
on the way out. Like a wee mascot.
All right. I thought you meant.
There we go. Not brilliant. Listen, we'll knock that in the head for now, because I'm very late for this break, but I was enjoying that. I was watching Gordon Dl squirm. But I think you will enjoy it. We're serious. We've got a bit of tongue-in-cheek throughout it all, but we really appreciate Johnny Matthews of the Warriors coming in. We're enjoying teaming up with the Warriors to promote the 1872 Cup. 30,000 at Hampden last year. Hopefully we can go above and beyond that. And I cannot wait to find out how Gordon Dl gets on getting the celebrity treatment against Toulouse at the weekend. Happy?
Over the moon until he leaves.
Brilliant. Still Ferencvaros 2, Rangers 1. Building up to kick off at Celtic. We'll take more calls next.
Hugh Keevan's first Christmas was the first Christmas. Season's greetings from Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard.
Still Ferencvaros 2, Rangers 1, with about 2 minutes of the 90 to go. Actually passed up a decent chance there, went just past the post, but the home side probably worthy of their lead and looking to extend it. But Rangers living dangerously at the back. We'll just let this attack come to a conclusion before we go to the phone lines, and well intercepted by Finlay Curtis. Malcolm is on the line as a Celtic fan. Malcolm, what are you thinking ahead of tonight?
Well, my first point was, evening panel, my first point was
the guy that was on yesterday night with speaking about the virtual headset and getting to watch football for the first time at the Motherwell game and stuff like that was very heartwarming and absolutely brilliant to hear.
Yeah, thank you,
Malcolm. I'm just wondering if you guys have like a medium of, because you can imagine these things cost an absolute fortune, of some way of funding, or is that like a donation line or anything open to kind of.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good point. Nothing I'm aware of. I'll speak to John because a few people have made the point. And it was amazing, Gordon, you were here. John,
In all the years I said it, in all the years I've been on the programme, it's the best phone call we've had.
I don't know if you're aware of it, Stephen. There's a blind fan who phoned in and he's been going to games for all his life and he's never seen one, to state the obvious. But he went to Fir Park at the weekend and a company gave him this special headset that allowed him to see, saw the game for the first time. It's not the time to make jokes, but imagine waiting all that time and you're the first player he sees. Do you know what I mean? That's maybe.
Well, they said it was worth the wait, so I must have. No,
but it was amazing.
I'm sure I heard them talking about that at the signing session the other night.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And I'm sure they said something like 25,000.
It was amazing, honestly.
Somebody was talking about
it. Really was. So
it's a lot of money.
You can check the clip out. It's on our social media channels there. But what about your team tonight, Malcolm? Are you holding out much hope?
Oof. Far to start. I'm not quite sure. I was actually phoning up to mark a point about Gordon on about Rangers growing into the game. I was watching that game and Rangers when they growing into then. They got a goal the very first attack that went up front, but I'm not sure if he's watching and I'm watching. It's maybe we're back to the days of June and July and Gordon and Ross McCormick were wondering if Leeds and Rangers were going to come together in the Champions League in the two-match thing, but it's a totally different story. I'm kind of worried. I'll probably pull the couch out and sit behind it and watch it behind the couch. Same team. I like the idea of the same team. Have we got to get the same effect with 2 days training? I'm not quite sure. It's going to be a very difficult task, but if we could sustain the 25-minute football that we've seen against Hearts and pick something from it, maybe there's something there.
Did you see enough then that you liked, rather than, because there's been a lot of negativity, hasn't there? Do you think it's gone overboard in the last few days?
Well, that's media for you. The mark the most to anything.
If I'm being honest with you, Malcolm, though, and I'd agree that it plays a part, but a lot of negative Celtic fans. Pointless pretending otherwise.
I would say to them, calm down, yeah, I'm not one of them. Tactics boards, and maybe they choose their own colours in the tactic boards, but even yourself yesterday was saying Wednesday night, we're still speaking about tactic boards. 25 minutes played some really good football. I think most of the team were unsure of how to keep the repetitive moves going. I'm a stats man, look at the stats. Up there with Ange, probably better than his first game. I'm taking a positive. He's been with the team for a day. Yeah, a day. And you're seeing the first 25 minutes is good. Look at, you're playing Hearts at home. Hearts were awful. I'm not caring if anybody says Derek McInnes, masterclass. Hearts were awful to watch, but they've got a game plan. They executed it well, and you've got a game credit for it. But get his boys in the January, and I think there's something here.
Okay, thank you very much to Malcolm. Well, he did say he was going to watch it behind the couch, but he is also feeling quite positive in other ways. So we'll look forward to tonight, see what happens. Let me tell you about this before we go any further. We're about to get the full time in Hungary as well, so give us a call, Rangers fans. But let me run this past you.
Cash for Kids Mission Christmas on Clyde One with J&D Pierce, Scotland's premier structural steel specialist, proud to support the local community.
You're running out of time. The brand new car, the JQ5 Pure, it's worth tens of thousands of pounds and it could be yours. All you need to do is donate a fiver to Cash for Kids. That is seriously it, no catch. Text the word car to 84901. Gordon Deal did test drive it, says it's great, but I haven't good authority from Arnold Clark. They have They've cleaned the seats. They have scrubbed them of everything that was there before. So you're absolutely safe. Lines close 6 p.m. this Saturday, 13th December. Over 18s only. You can cancel the donation and remain entered by replying cancel within 60 minutes. The rules are at Clyde1.com. Text CAR to 84901. And a big thanks to Arnold Clark.
Hugh.
Merry Christmas from Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
I'm not kidding, right? Forget all the usual signposts about advent calendars and Christmas lights. Do you know when I really genuinely start to feel festive? When we start using the "all I want for Christmas is Hugh" imaging on the show. Gavin Pearson's handiwork, I love it every year. That's the first time I've heard it. I don't think we used it up until this week, unless I've been sleeping during the breaks. That's when it is.
Kicks in.
That's when it's time. All I want for Christmas is Hugh. Makes perfect sense. Anyway, full time in Budapest. Let's speak to Andrew McLean.
Ferencváros 2, Rangers 1, the full time score in Budapest, and Rangers' hopes of progressing in the Europa League are over with just 1 point picked up from 6 matches. The hosts had a couple of early chances in what was an even first half, but it was Rangers who took the lead with their first real opportunity just before the half hour mark. It was a quick break forward. Rangers worked it from one box to the other. The ball came in from the right. Danilo tried an acrobatic effort. It was blocked. Bounced up nicely though for Bojan Miovski, who connected brilliantly with an acrobatic effort of his own. He found the bottom corner. The flag went up for offside, but VAR showed that the striker was actually onside and the goal stood. However, Ferencváros equalised with the last kick of the first half. It was a lovely move down the right. Jadon Gassama probably guilty of switching off as the ball got to the byline. It was cut back into the box for Bensi Otvoz, and he found the bottom corner for 1-1. Into the second half, Rangers really struggled to create much at all. They had Nasser Djiga to thank for 2 last-ditch challenges to keep the score level, but it was really poor defending from Rangers for the winner. A floated cross from the left towards the back post. Emmanuel Fernandes just completely lost Barnabas Varga, just watched as the striker got by him, and he had a free header at the back post to win the game for Ferencváros. David Groff tipped a decent Finlay Curtis strike round the post towards the end, but that was as close as Rangers got in that second half. 2 games to go in this competition for Rangers, but nothing left to play for. The big celebrations at the end for Ferencváros manager Robbie Keane continue. The full time score in Budapest, Ferencváros 2, Rangers 1.
Yeah, another defeat in Europe. Not a terrible performance by any means, Rangers fans, but just not what you wanted, and the European campaign is over. Still a couple of games to play. Probably looking at the clock, most of your reaction on here will have to come tomorrow night. We're a bit pushed for time already, but by all means try and get through if you can. But we do need to tick off a couple of other grounds first. Let's go to Pittodrie. Dave Galloway has the teams there.
Yeah, the Dons need something spectacular if they are to pull off a near miracle and reach the next phase of the Conference League. Gordon, they sit 33rd out of 36 teams and must beat second place Strasbourg here, then go to Prague and defeat Sparta to have any chance of qualifying. Aberdeen boss Jimmy Tellini's vowing his players are ready to push themselves to the limit to keep their very, very slim Euro hopes alive. It'll be some night if they can get a victory. Looking at the teams then, and just the one change for Aberdeen, it's Keskinen in for Paul Varas. So Mitov in goals, a back three of Devlin, Milne and Knuster. Midfield, Lobin, Armstrong, Aushish and Jensen, with Keskinen and Carlson supporting Lazetic in attack. The subs for the Dons: Suman, Vitals, Shinny, Helton Nielsen, Polvara, Yenge, Clarkson, Milanovic, Nisbet, Palaversa, Dorrington and Gyanthi. Strasbourg, well, they certainly have rung the changes. No fewer than 7 of them in Campayes, Amugu, Godo, Hogsberg, Amayo, Zingula and Louis. Out drop Moreira, El Murabet, Ducure, Nanazi, Enciso, Panicelli and Sarr. Looks like 4 at the back for them tonight. Penders in goals. A back four of Douay, Hogsberg, Omo Bamideli and Chilwell. Midfield 3 of Amugu, Zingula and Louis, with Godo and Amayo supporting Paez in attack. The subs for the visitors this evening: Bajic, Kerkert, Ducure, Moreira, Panicelli, Nanazi, Enciso, Sarr, El Murabet, Barso and Le Marshall. Your match officials tonight, Gordon, are all from Germany. The man in the middle, the referee, is Robert Schroeder, and on VAR duties, Bastian Dankertz.
See, that's why we love Dave.
Strong away team, that.
Last time he was on, he gave us the full Noah team, the subs. You were mocking him for it, and he just comes back stronger than ever. Just straight, just right between the eyes, DL.
Absolutely brilliant, Dave. Brilliant, I've got to say.
Big task for Aberdeen.
Yeah, especially when you hear that Strasbourg team come in from Dave there. Look, They're at home. Their league form's been quite good lately. It's up to them to go. And as I keep saying, but the same with Rangers tonight, they're not going to progress, but it's still important to get points on the board and earn some money as well, because every club will tell you, especially leading up to Christmas, the January transfer window, it's nice to get a couple of shekels in the bank. So they'll be looking for an important win tonight, but I think it'll be difficult.
I just feel like their league form's better than people realise, Stephen. They've not lost many games at all recently in the league. But that probably was a disappointing European result last time out against Noah, and a little shot in the arm if they could pull something off tonight.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think it'd be a really good positive for Aberdeen if they were to get a win. It's going to be tough, but when you talk about the league, they're sitting sixth, and whenever I was hearing the team, Aberdeen's squad's really good. They've got experience, they've got some excitement, and I'm thinking the worry is when they come out of Europe, which probably will be before Christmas, does that then lead them, if they can kind of stay in touch, to kind of have a push, sitting what, five points off ourselves and Rangers?
Oh, you're worried about them?
No, we're just, they're a good side. You always need to be worried. I'm worried about Livingston sneaking up on us, so until we get to 40 points, I'm worried about everyone.
It's very negative. Yeah. The Motherwell Globetrotters, Mercedes Jens's entertainers, come on. Seriously, right, before we go, give us something, since you must be loving the way it's going at the moment, all of you.
Yeah, no, look, it's I wouldn't have put money on it after Clyde.
Believe me, I was there in the stands. I would also have kept my money.
I like to use the excuse it was ridiculously sunny, but we struggled. But yeah, no, look, it's really enjoyable. You see how we want to try and play, how we've been playing, and it's not always going to get results, but the manager believes in his system, his structure, and we have all bought into it, and we're all doing everything we can to be playing. We made six changes against Livingston and we were able to get a win. We've done, I think it was five before Hibs, and again, I don't know what's going to happen on Saturday, but everyone's hungry to play, wants to be part of it, because they know when they come in, we perform well.
We Christmas do, was it, at the weekend?
Yeah, no, it wasn't too
successful.
It was successful, so there was no dramas, and we're in an even better headspace to
all
perform.
All right, all good.
On
I look
Saturday.
Forward to seeing that. So I'll be first on the phone if it doesn't go to plan.
He's thrown in your face, mate.
Do you believe him when he says that? No dramas.
Ah, there's never any dramas at a Christmas night out, footballers. You're joking. When did that ever come into play?
Okay, let's go to Celtic Park for the final time. Speak to Gabriel.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European football coverage with The Drink, neighbourhood gastropub. Watch live sports in the West End of Glasgow.
Take it away, Gabriel. Atmosphere building, I would assume. Very loud from what we can hear.
Yes, Gordon, the flames across the other side of the pitch as well. Not far away from kickoff now. What a huge first week in the job it has been for Wilfried Nancy. His name just announced here at Celtic Park with the full backing of the supporters inside. He says he won't waste time with critics, but knows he has to start winning to buy his team time as they adapt to his ideas. He sticks with the exact same team that lost the Hearts at the weekend. Schmeichel in goal, a back three of trusty Scales and Tierney. Yang and Tunekti as the wing-backs, with McGregor and Engels in midfield. Hatate and Negrin play behind Maeda. A Roma line-up with a three at the back formation as well. Irishman Evan Ferguson leads the line. Paulo Dybala is amongst the substitutes. And it's the first ever meeting between these two famous old sides. Roma aiming for the Glasgow double to become the first European team to win twice in Glasgow in the same season. It's been branded a baptism of fire for Nancy, but can he get a victory that will ignite his tenure as Celtic manager? Kickoff is about 5 minutes away now, Gordon. Atmosphere building, but there will be a moment's applause for former Celtic Motherwell and Scotland striker John Dixie Deans, who died earlier this week, aged 79.
Well, it sounds like atmosphere is building. Will the Celtic performance and result match? Go on then, you two hopeless predictors. What are you thinking?
800 each, is that it?
Yeah. You want to go first? Go.
I think 2 each.
Okay.
Oh,
Celtic fans would take that,
yeah,
wouldn't they?
Yeah, that was the same as a caller tonight. No, I think Roma are just a step above. I think it'll be a good game. 2-1 Roma for me, Gordon.
Okay, that is us. As you can hear, it was a bit of a different show tonight. Our apologies if the chaotic schedule through you. Obviously, we had one game ongoing, building up to another. We loved giving Gordon Daly's surprise trip to the rugby on Saturday as well. With Aberdeen game building up. So back to a more familiar format tomorrow, where you phone in and moan about something that you didn't like involving your team on any given night. That tends to be the way it works. So let's see what happens tomorrow. Back at six. Enjoy your Thursday.